Progress.
Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Toldos. Tav Shin Pei Gimel. I think tonight's discussion, I think Mitzvah Hashem be hopefully very useful Lamaisa in terms of our relationship with Tefillah. So let's take a look. It's going to be built upon the different ways that Chazal interpret the word Vayetar. Let's see. It says, Vayi Yitzchak ben 40 shana bekachto es Rivka bas Pesuel Arami mipadan Aram achos Lavan Arami lo leisha. So Yitzchak took Rivka as a wife. It mentions quite a bit about her background. That's not our discussion at the moment. Vayetar Yitzchak la Hashem lenochach ishto. And Yitzchak prayed, opposite his wife. Again, we're only just going to deal with the terminology, basically, Vayetar. There are many things to be asked in these psukim. Vayetar Yitzchak la'ashem lenochach ishto, ki akorohi, she's barren. He prayed, opposite his wife. She in one corner, he in the other corner. Vayase lo Hashem v'tar Rivka ishto. And Hashem acceded to his request, and in turn Rivka conceived. What of his request? Once again, that's something that's a discussion in its own right. We actually spoke about that a couple of years ago. But that's not a discussion for the evening. Today we're going to discuss just the different aspects of tefillah that we see from this word Vayeoser. Vayetar Yitzchak. So first, the power of tefillah to cause change. It says the Gemara in Yevamos, it's also found in Gemara in the Sukkah. Why are the tefillos of a tzaddik considered like an atar, like let's say a pitchfork, a device, a farming tool used to pick up a sheaf and move it from one place to another? Just as this atar picks up the sheaf and moves it from place to place, so to the koach of the tefillah of tzaddikim, they can change midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his relationship to us, his midos. Me midas ragzonos le midas rachmonos, basically from midas adin to midas rachmin. Okay, atar. You pick it up one place, put it another place. Okay, it's interesting. It changes its status from din to rachamim. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, "Mikan yesh lomod od koach hatfila shigdolim od vafilu shanos hateva." We see from the pasuk here, because after all, it says that explicitly that Rivka was an akara; she was a barren woman; she was incapable of conceiving, and yet through the tefila process that took place here, she was able to conceive. And that's why I use the terminology v'yatar as opposed to tefillah or tzaka or shaloshonos. Kiloshon atar. Okay? Now, that doesn't really explain the issue. I mean, I understand. So you can say just like an atar moves it from one place to another. Well, tefillah also has that effect. It changes things. V'chein yuvinu zal. Takes all the sheaves, whatever the grain that's been gathered together, the threshing floor brought from one place to another. Here he says Achzorius, supposed to Ragzonus, Lamidas Rachmanus. But basically the idea is to go from Midas Adin to Midas Rachmim. Birubu. But Mahe Atar Mahapechas Hatfua Mimata Lemala. So Rabbeinu Bachya is obviously is concerned. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean that the koach of the Atar changes? I mean, tefillah itself always changes. What's unique in the terminology of this Atar? So he says, V'achakach. He says, Atar Mahapech Es Hatfua Mimata Lemala. V'achakach mapeles mimalo lemato. You hear this? The motion of the atar is down. And then, let's say if we think of the tines as it were of a pitchfork, down or underneath it as you choose, lifting up, and then putting down someplace else. down, up, down. Kacha tzadik b'tfiloso machshavto mishotetes v'ola mimata lemala. The machshava, the tzadik, goes milamata lemala, from down towards upward, an upward move, motion. V'achach mamshich u'morid hashefa milamala lemata. What exactly does that mean? The koach of the tzaddik, right, as he davens, pointed downward, then upward, then back down again. That's the motion of the Torah. The question is, what does it mean with regard to tefillah? Says Rabbeinu Bachya in Dvorim, V'im kein bira maimer, v'nei chayim zonei lav b'schus atal yamilsa, g'morim moed kotam, chaye b'nei mzonei, or b'nei chayim zonei, right? Children, longevity of life, and parnasa are not dependent upon merit, but rather dependent upon mazel. Okay, a person hears this and he says, okay, let's pack our bags and go home. V'hu sheba lo dienu kama godol koach atfilo. Ki me'acha she koach Hashem yizborach elyon al hakol, v'lo hu shlal mimenu yochel hu v'nakel levatel kocham agodol Asher masal hen, that is, to the mazalos. In other words, a person comes into this world with a packet. Right? We're not talking, when we talk about mazal, you know, with luck, what people have called luck. Each soul comes into this world with a nurture nature packet that is meant to be the backdrop, it's meant to be the canvas upon which he engages in his avodas Hashem throughout his lifetime. This is a mazal. These are the tools it receives. Tools, some of them are strengths, some of them are weaknesses. Nurture, nature, as we said, right? They're all determined, tailor-made for this particular soul. And that's how he enters into this world. And so in that package will be written longevity of life, children, parnasa, etc. But, says Rabbeinu Bachya, the koach of tefillah is that it can overcome this. Right, this is the way he's going to understand the Gemara, when it says, Lav b'schus atalya, it's not dependent upon your merit, in terms of bonei chayim zonei. That's part of your mazel packet that you received when you came into this world. But tefillah is not just schus, tefillah is a special koch, and tefillah can change the mazel. Or, I should say, tefillah can overcome what appeared to be the path of the mazel. What does that mean? Right? I wrote over here in brackets. V'nir lani yistayti ze al darko shel anetziv b'ninat ha-gibur l'olam Hashem. Anetziv writes in Bamidbar Yudal Yudzayin, he talks about the Shmona Esrei there in passing, that the statement that we say ha gibur l'olam Hashem says ado followed by noi, right? Hashem aleph dalet, is that reflects the shame of Hashem as it is involved with us and we are involved with Him through our avoda. And that has a koach of gibor to overcome the, quote-unquote, the natural system, which is also Hashem's will. Everything is Hashem's will. There's nothing that's not His will. But there's a system that is, as it were, preordained. And then there is the system particularly given to the Jewish people, particularly, where they, through their tefillah, their actions, as it were, they are in a system which has the ability to overcome the system of the natural order that Hashem has created, which has a purpose and a direction, etc. But the superseding system is that of the one of the Aleph Dalet followed by Nun Yud, right? But that's an extraneous point. But it give us a little bit more of understanding here. But the idea being that the koach of tefillah can overcome the koach that Hashem has given to the mazalos in terms of the person's nurture nature packet as he entered this world. Right? It's not the schus atalya milsa. It's mazal. I'm bonei chayim mazone. children, longevity of life, parnasa. But that schus, tefillah, however, can overcome. The ima tefillah is batul koach hamazal, kumo she disbatul b'shloshtem idea tefillah. So now, what does that mean? So you already told us, right? You already told us that that in his Parsha Bereishis, that the koach of the atar is that he goes from down to up and back down again. So we hear that the up might be as he rises to the world of, above the world of Mazel. Down to up and back down again. But let's see a little bit further, and then perhaps we'll understand how to combine these two Rebbeinu Bachyas here. Reb Tzadok writes as follows: "V'aklal d'kol b'mishpat, v'im kol zeh tolu b'mazla." Okay, so far he's on the same wavelength as Rebbeinu Bachyas was talking about, based upon this Gemara in Moed Katan of Chaye Bani Mizone, right? Lav b'schus atalia lo mazla talia. It's all totally on Mazel. It's totally on Mazel. Right? The way that Hashem apportions these three areas is dependent upon Mazel. The Inyan HaTefillah continues with Tzadok. She'amru Zal, Shu Midvar Ma'omdi Meruma Shalom, Gmar Brachos. Tefillah is called Davar She'omid Beruma Shalom. It's something which is in the heights of the world. This is not just an aphorism. Hainu b'mokom ha-mazla. He's saying it very literally. It's in the heights of the world. It is in the place of the mazel. It reaches the mazel. Shumarumam me'inyan olam hazeh kanizkar. It's beyond, right? All the actions that a person does in olam hazeh. It's above it. And so the tefillah reaches above that. Okay? Hainu ki ha-tefillu po'elis shinuyim b'mazla. The tefillah can cause an effect in changing the mazel. V'zeh kol shorish inyan ha-tefillah. That is the idea of tefillah. Ke ha-mazla hu ha-mekabel v'nene miziv ha-shchina v'ha-tefillah hu la-mashpia yizbarach shmo. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a system. And this is all perfectly designed for the needs of every soul. Every soul enters into this world with a packet, a nurture nature packet called his mazel. But the tefillah is addressed not to the mazel chalila, it's called avodah zarah. The tefillah, right, is not addressed to the system of mazel, but rather it's addressed to the source of the mazel, i.e. the borei olam. Ukefitokaf ha'ashpa milamala, keinu yishtanus bebanei chayim mizonei neged ha'mazel. So as strong as the tefillah is, as effective as the tefillah is, since it's addressed to the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself, that in turn changes the mazel. But not that it changes the mazel, what happens? V'af de tolibim mazla, hainu de al yedei ha-tefillah, shemisrabe ha-shefa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, in response to the tefillah, increases the shefa, harimimela mazla atzmo mashpielo. In other words, the conduit of mazel remains the same. It's not because he gated the conduit of mazel. But now the shefa, that which is pouring into the mazel, since the tefillah has been addressed to Rabbeinu Shalom, is greater. And therefore, now, the effect of that which pours down from the mazel upon the individual is changed. V'ulam gam zeh adayin tolu b'mazel. Right? Etc. Right? The methodology is also what he called the idea of uses the mazel in order to distribute it to this individual. I dare say that what Rebbeinu Bachya said before, that the nature of the atar is that it starts down and then up and then down, is it works as follows. The koach of the tzaddik, the koach of a mispalo, right, who's being mispalo in earnest, is first he bends his knee down, he accepts, he has no tainus on the Rabbon Shalom, right? He has no tainus on the Rabbon Shalom. He has no complaints. He has no claims. You're being unfair. He accepts. That's the word, the bending of the knee, as he drives the pitchfork into the object down on the ground. He's bent his knee in humility. He accepts. I have no claims against you, Hashem. I know that what you're doing is just. But now that he's accepted that, he has the capacity to change the methodology of Hashpah from one of Din to Rachamim. He raises up, the pitchfork raises up, and so does the tefillah, now raises up above the mazel. It's addressed to the Rabbon Shalom himself. And then in turn, through the koach of tefillah, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down through the mazel, and it goes to a different place. It goes a different route. What do I mean? We have, for instance, in the bracha of Re'enu, right, in the bracha of Re'enu, that, right, that, we say, Re'enu Hashem v'nei Rafeh, Hoshinu v'nei Rasheh, Kisa v'seinu atav, Alei Rafu ha'shleim l'chol makosinu, Kikel melech rofe ne'aman, V'rachman atav. The Siach Yitzchak says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rofe ne'aman. You can count on him. You can trust him. You know this is not for nothing. There's a reason, right? There's a reason. Again, this is not meant to be pejorative about people who are ill. All different types of reasons why people suffer. It could be kapara. It could be for the greatness of the door. It was to save the door. It could be gilgulim. It could be lots of things. Lots of things. Right. We're not coming to address that. But the fact is that the statement that I'm in Hashem is ne'aman to me, I know this is not for nothing. We know this is not caprice. But I know also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can send down your connection, your hashpa, via the mazel, as it were in this case, to this individual, or for ourselves, whoever we happen to be praying for, in the case of, let's say, Refa'inu. You are ne'aman. But we also know you can bring it down through a conduit of rachamim, and it won't change your game plan. Because all the possibilities are within Hashem's will. So therefore we're saying, you are ne'aman to us, that's the bending downward, and the lifting up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm addressing, speaking directly to you. I'm asking you to bring down your connection to me, or whoever I'm being spalled for, someone else, in a conduit of rachamim. And the result is, now as it reaches the earth again, it's in a new place. Rufe ne'aman v'rachman ato. It's the koach, the methodology of change, the capacity to change by Yatar, and the methodology of change. That's what this Medrash Rabbah, I think, means, as we'll see in just a moment, based upon what the Ksav Sofer writes. Vayaser Yitzchak Lashem Lanocha Chishto Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sheshofach Tfilos Be'osher. Says Yitzchak, when he davened, he poured out his tfilos Be'osher. What does that mean, Be'osher? He's davening for his wife who is barren. Osher is, you're satisfied, you're thankful for what you have. I understand. He's being Mevakesh to change. What do you mean, Be'osher? Says the Ksav Sofer, V'nir l'yashav kishnakni l'forash v'reish told us, V'yaseh Yitzchak la'ashem l'nocha chishto, V'yaseh lo Hashem, and Hashem acceded to his tefillahs, V'pirish Rashi v'divre chazal, Yadua, etc. V'nir l'od d'isa b'medrash, V'yaseh Yitzchak malamish yispala b'osher. Ksav Sofer says, what does it mean, he's been yispala b'osher? V'utamua. Like we said, he's coming to be mevakesh to change, he's asking for rachman, what does it mean, v'osher, osher, asamech v'chelko. V'zeu kavonas ha-midrash. V'ye'oser l'nochach ishto shispal v'osher al derech ezu osher samech v'chelko ki matza atzmo osher v'mashi yeshlo v'lo bikesh yoser mashir nosam lo Hashem. Yitzchak is already the extreme. He accepts. He accepts. It's not just I have no tainus. He totally accepts. Ela yispal ba'ad ishto shal yuchal l'ros t'bitzara. So the Ksav Sofer, the point is of this Medrash telling us is that Yitzchak Mitzad himself, he accepted. Again, it's even a step beyond. This is not the normal state. right? It's Yitzchak because he represents Midas Gdim, total acceptance of Hashem's will. He would accept it, that's it. But he saw the pain of his wife. He saw the need of someone else. Leaning down with the pitchfork to the ground, I accept totally. I have no claims, I have no tainus, not I have no tainus. I accept what you're din. But I'm asking for my wife. And so he rises up past the mazel, speaking to the Borei Olam himself. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let your connection to my wife be one through a conduit of rachamim as opposed to a conduit of din. And it comes down someplace else. He's changed his position. That I think, right? That I think is the methodology of change over here. So we've examined the Vayaser, right? As the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, accepts the tefillah, and the koach of tefillah is like the pitchfork that has the ability to move from one place to another. How is it done? Down, up, and back down again. Let's see another approach to Vyaser. The Chaim Pirshu, once again, Rabbi Nebachye, Vyaser, od miloshen ribui tefillah, inyan v'asar anan aktoris olah. The idea of Vyaser is a loshen of increase, of ribui. Right, there it talks in Yechezkel about the great amount of as it were, cloud coming from the Ketores, from all the people sacrificing, etc. So the Lashon Yaser is a Lashon of Kilu, of Ribui, of almost of a Shirus, right? Shirus not in terms of is Rosh Samech Vachyoko, but just expansion of great amount. So there's a lot of davening. Let's examine something for a moment. This Yitzchak, he davened, he was marble, like Rashi says, he was marble and maftzir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ve'oser is talking about how many times he davened over and over and over and over and pleading and again and again and again and again. Let's see two approaches to this. One, once again, the Gemara in Yevamos, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Mema Hayu Avoseinu Akurim, why were our forefathers, our mothers, etc., why were they Akurim? Ibn Shah Kodesh Baruch Hu Mis'avel Tfilosim Shel Tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu desires the Tfilos of the Tzadik. That being the case, there may be a reason why we want many tefillahs, one after the other. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mis'avel tefillosim shel tzadikim. We'll have to discuss that. We'll have to see that in just a moment. The Gemara in Brachos brings another case of where ribui tefillah is necessary. And I don't think they talk about the necessarily the same thing. They could be, but not necessarily. Amra Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Imra Adam Shispalo Vulonena Yagzu Yispalish Nema Kavil Hashem Chazakli and Mixibechava Kavial Hashem. So we have two different approaches. They're not in conflict with each other. They may be talking about two different cases. One is sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu is misave. He desires that the tzaddik should daven over and over and over and over again. Okay? He's mis'avel tefillosim shel tzaddikim. And then there's another Gemara that says if a person davens and he's not answered, what should he do? Daven again. Of course, at first glance, this sounds like something from, it might have been in Poor Richard's Almanac, and I'm not sure that it ever was, but whatever. If you don't succeed at first, try again. But that's not what's being said, as we'll see in a moment. But let's examine something here that the Arve Nachal, Levushe Srod, speaks out in our parsha. Venerely, imasha chokra kadmonim v'inat tefila. He mentions this once again, and he has another agenda here, which again we spoke about a couple of years ago. But I want to use just some of his makoros here. Shanu roim she ne'atar Hashem Yisbarach mispalei lav. Kadosh Baruch Hu accedes to the one who is being mispala. Ech yesh shinui ratzon chas v'shalom lefonav. See, he says, this appears that there's a shinui ratzon. There's a change, right, of Hashem's ratzon. Hashem's ratzon in as a result of the tefillah, chas v'shalom, Hashem's change, right? Alohu na'ala mikol mida v'dinya v'eich ya'ala l'adash yispoil chas v'shalom idei bruav. And we believe that he changes as a result of his creations. Matzikin b'zeh based through it. Again, these are two approaches that he mentions, but it serves our purposes here in order to bring out some new ideas. Ha'echad hu Maimar Chazal, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mis'avad L'Tfilasim Shel Tzadikim, that which we saw earlier, right, from the Gemara in Yevamos. Shukov Yochol Rotzon V'Ched V'Lefonav. Right? He is what he called, he is, as it were, right, searching for, wants, right, he wants to see the Tfilas of the Tzadikim. L'meila Kach Haya Rotzon Mitchila Sh'ayideh Tfila Yatzi Ha'inyin. In other words, there was no change over here. To begin with, the tefillah, well, I should say to begin with, Kadosh Baruch Hu's intention, if you use that word, is to give the tzaddik, or whoever it is, this particular, what do we call it, reward. It's not a reward, it's what you call it, this need. But he wanted it to come through tefillah. So it was never changed to begin with. That was the game plan, if you could call it that, from the very beginning. He's mis'avel l'tfilosim shel tzadikim. Mis'avel l'tfilosim shel tzadikim. Okay. Atirutz beis. Okay. Ki Hashem yisbarach tov u'meitiv l'aroyim v'latovim. U'me'ito nishbel olam kol tov. Really, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu always intention is to give good. Rakashinu ilifiyam akablim. The difference is based upon those who are the recipients. This is the mashal always used of the hot water urn or the coffee urn, and the person standing in front of it with a styrofoam cup. If he has his cup upright, erect, underneath the spigot, and he opens it up, he gets a full cup of hot coffee. If he's got it turned, you know, at a 45 degree angle, then maybe he's got, I don't know, you know, half a cup of coffee, and his suede shoes go to the garbage. If he's got to turn to the side, he's got absolutely nothing in the cup. Right? The cup is what he called is 180 degrees. Right? It's what he called it's facing the wrong direction, so he's got absolutely nothing in his cup, and his suede shoes go into the garbage, and his suit has to go to the cleaners. And if he's got it upside down, then, once again, obviously he's got nothing in his cup. Instead, he's got a trip to the emergency room. Now, the hot water, or the coffee urn, has got the same stuff in it all the time. It just depends on how you're holding your cup. Sorry, bad joke. Right? It depends how you're holding your cup. So that's the second point. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants to be Mashpia Tov. And the purpose of the tefillah, as it were, is to realign the individual. So these two approaches from the Arvei Nachal, right? These two approaches from the Arvei Nachal are both addressing, right? The question is Hashem changing? The answer is no, he's not changing. Right? The first is that he really wanted to give it all along, the shefa, this plenty, whatever it is, to the individual, but he wanted to come through tefillah. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mis'ave l'tefillasim shel tzadikim. He wants them to daven for it. And therefore, it requires tefillah. There's no change. And the other is that the intention is to give it all along. But the problem is that the person's cup is not aligned properly. He's broken the piping system through, you know, misdeeds or whatever the case may be, it needs to be fixed. And so tefillah, as it were, rectifies himself and now becomes worthy. He becomes worthy to receive the shefa that was meant to come all along. This idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mis'avel tefillosim shel tzadikim is an important idea. The more that a person shows his dependence upon Hashem through his tefillah, and he shows that he believes that Hashem is, right, the only address to turn to, and in turn, right, he shows that belief over and over and over again, despite the fact that he might have given up, but he won't give up because there is no other place to turn to. And then in turn, when his tefillahs are answered, we see the closeness of Hashem, and we see the depth to which a person should be committed to understanding Hashem's closeness to him. Zekiddush Hashem. Zekiddush Hashem. It shows every person who witnesses this, how to engage in his service of Hashem. Obviously, the tzaddik also benefits from it. Not only does he benefit the people around him who see it, but he himself benefits because it strengthens this connection, right? And that is the purpose of the souls coming from the first place down to this world, is that we should, through our own actions, build a connection to Hashem and not be just giving it to us as a freebie, this relationship, this connection. This ultimately becomes our schar. Right. The second approach, which is that sometimes something needs to be rectified. Sir of Cook speaks about this in the Inaya, upon that Gemara in Shabbos, on Lamed Beis, and Brachos, I'm sorry, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, that we mentioned before. Im ra adam, she spal v'lo nene, if a person davens and sees not answered, yarzov yispal, he should daven again, shenemra kavi l'ashem chazak v'yitzivecha v'kavi l'ashem. So there of Cook, if we can synopsize it, basically says is that we err sometimes when we think that the goal of tefillah is the bullseye, right? Did I do it right? Oh, where's the answer? I got all cherries on the slot machine. Well, it's not coming out, you know, with all the silver dollars. He says it's not quite so simple. Because sometimes the goal of the tefillah is to connect the person on many different levels to the Bono Shalom. It is like akin to spiritual, if you could use the terminology. It seems to be a little bit of an oxymoron, but whatever, spiritual physiotherapy. In other words, if Chalil v'chas, a person loses a digit, and they immediately, right, the finger is cut off, God forbid, and they immediately put it on ice, they ship him off to a world-famous microsurgeon. The microsurgeon, in turn, spends hours reattaching this finger to the person. Everything was done unbelievably. But if there's no physiotherapy afterwards, it'll just never work right. And so sometimes a person needs, in order to solidify this connection on many different levels, in many different areas, right, this soul connection to the Borei Olam, he needs to go over it and over it and over it and over it and over and over again, again and again and again and again. And then, till finally, the effect is accomplished. Right? Till the effect is accomplished. This idea can be used either to understand the first approach that Avi Nechal mentioned, which is mis'avel tefillosim shel tzadikim. You could use it there as well, because he wants them to connect on every level, in every manner, shape, or form. Or the second approach of the Avi Nechal, that the piping has been broken and needs to be fixed. You can certainly understand it there as well. So what we've seen over here this evening is really several different approaches to how Chazal used the word Vayaser. Right? There is the concept of, even if a person came into this world with his mazel being what on the surface appears to us as deficient, that's what his soul needed, but yet, nonetheless, the person has the capacity to change that, because his tefillah has the koach of like an atar, the pitchfork, which can move the sheaves from one place to another. The methodology we discussed is that it requires, on the one hand, an acceptance of the din in the first place. I have no tainis on the Borei Olam. He is ne'eman to me, as we say, use the model, as explained by the Siach Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Malzin, on the bracha of Refrainu. He is ne'eman to me, but no, he's also Rachman. First bending down, acceptance, raising up past the mazel. I talk to the Borei Olam himself. Please let the relationship be, as it were, realized, not through the avenue of Din, but rather through the avenue of Rachamim, and in turn comes down in a different place. That was one discussion. Then we also talked about the idea of Vayatar, a lashon of Ashirus. Ashirus, that really is part of this first discussion. We said that Yitzchak was Ezo Asher Samech Bechelko, acceptance first. I have no tainas, but I'm asking nonetheless. Right? In Yitzchak's case, not only had no tainas, he accepted it. Right? I accepted it, but I have Bedam, my wife. Right? She's suffering. Bring it down in the avenue of Rachman. Then we saw the lashon of the Atar is a lashon of ribuy, of increase, of davening many times. And that could fit with right, both understandings that the Ari Nachal brought down with regard to tefillah, is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mis'avel l'tefillasim shel tzadikim. He wants to send it down, but he wants the tefillah to take place many times over and over and over again, because that in fact really does connect the person more deeply to the Bon Shalom in many different aspects, in many different levels. Or in a case where there's perhaps been some sort of misdeed that took place, or some sort of other deficiency of one sort or another, the piping is broken, and therefore it requires sometimes davening many times in order to fix the piping infrastructure, the spiritual plumbing, as it were. I think if we think about these ideas, right, probably I think they might speak to us not only philosophically a little bit, because of the issue of, is, are we changing Hashem's mind? Did he make a mistake in the first place, God forbid, etc.? But also, particularly, the Rav Kook's approach to Imra Adam, Shispal of Lonana, Mayasi Yaksu Yispalel, I think that's a very important idea for us to be in touch with. Because oftentimes we're confronted with, you know, what does he want from me? I can't daven better than this. I'm davening like in the Elon, Yom Kippur, during the Yom Kippur War. I can't do better than this. If he's not answering me now, you know, I'm out of the game. I've left. I can't do it. And we have to realize that sometimes, actually, it's to our benefit that the tefillah be done over and over again, because we're connecting more deeply, more broadly. We're making ourselves into bigger people, etc. The Avi Nachal also mentions by and by that that's the reason why it said in the very beginning, Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akarahi. Really, he said, it should have said that she's Akara, and therefore Vayetar Yitzchak. Right? He's coming to fix this. Why do we have that he's davening, and then after so it's like that, oh, and you know the reason he's davening is because she's Akara. Because really that's the point. The point is that we have to realize that sometimes our issues exist, and this is something that Rav Kook speaks about over and over again in his Yinayah on Brachos, is that our tefillah is not reactive in the sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a problem and then, oh, what are we going to do? Poor man. How is he going to get out of his existential mess here? We'll give him tefillah. But rather, if anything can be said, tefillah is not given to rectify our issues, but rather our issues exist, so it will be mispalel. Not preaching, we're just discussing ideas. I know this is not necessarily easy, but I think we all have to aspire to it. Okay, have a great Shabbos, a meaningful Shabbos. Maybe be able to apply these things in our lives, because we all daven, and we all daven sometimes for things that are very precious, and important to us. And we have to realize where we're coming from and hopefully where the tefillah will take us to. Okay. Have a great Shabbos.